Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Amelia Earhart, who works as a reporter at a Denver TV station, has been inspired by her famous ancestor to take an interest in flying. Now she's planning to follow Earhart's 1937 flight path from Oakland to Miami, flying a Cirrus SR-22. Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Amelia, thanks for talking with us today. Can you tell us about your plans and how this all got started?
Well, thanks for having me. My name is Amelia Earhart, and I'm a pilot. I live here in Denver, Colorado, and I'm also a reporter. I work for the local NBC channel in town. And the story behind my name is something I get asked about almost every day of my life, and I used to hate it, but now I absolutely love it. So I'm distantly related to Amelia. I have common ancestry with her back, traced back to the 1700s, but mostly I'm just a namesake of hers and named after her because my parents wanted to give me a really positive female role model to look up to and to have a really strong name that nobody would ever forget. And it's absolutely worked because, you know, once you meet Amelia Earhart, who's a pilot, it's kind of hard to forget about that. So it's served me very well in news and flying, and it's just been a whole lot of fun. And I'm really lucky to have this name.
So do you think having that name helped get you interested or inspired you to get involved in flying?
I think so. It's kind of hard to know what I would be into with a different name because I don't know anything else, but it certainly has been inspirational and motivational, and it's fun because throughout my flight training, you know, as you become a pilot, you go through tough times and harder lessons, and there are things that you just can't quite grasp. And when you have a name like this, it's kind of nice because you think, well, you know, she went through the exact same things that I am, and she pulled through and did it. And so it keeps me going, and it also gives me a lot of responsibility. You know, being named Amelia Earhart and also flying planes, you don't want to be lazy about it. You want to do a really good job, and you want to live up to the name that you have.
So you have been training, and you've got your private pilot certificate at this point. Is that right?
I do, and I'm just about to wrap up my instrument training in the Cirrus SR-22, and that's what we'll be completing our big flight with. And I was going through my instrument training, and I started this flight blog, and it became very popular right off the bat. I think in the first month, we had over 10,000 visits to the blog, and it didn't have any sponsors or advertisements. I was just kind of using Facebook and Twitter and friends to get the word out. And I woke up one day and I realized that this had potential to be something a lot bigger and also to get a lot more people interested and maybe involved in general aviation. So I decided to have my own first really big adventure, and that would be to retrace Amelia's North American route in the plane, which is from Oakland, California to Miami, Florida. And initially in 1937, this was the way that Amelia kicked off her around the world flight. She stopped in Tucson in between, and obviously she had a longer range on her plane than I do. But what I thought was I could symbolically retrace the flight, use it for my own training, and to also just kind of get people excited about flying small aircraft. And so far, it's really done that. I've had a great response, and now we're up to 35,000 visits to the page in just a couple months. And with this kind of popularity, I think it's a good tool to kind of put some energy into a field that that really needs it right now.
So you're ready to go, right, on your first big adventure?
We are ready to launch. I'm very lucky and very happy to say that the aircraft was donated by somebody in Washington, D.C., who stumbled across the blog, and they said, you know what, I've got a Cirrus, it's exactly what you fly, I'd love to help you out. And I didn't know what he meant when he said, help me out. I didn't know if it would be financially or what. And he said, I want you to just take my plane. And it's been the biggest blessing because this aircraft is beautiful. It's a 2008 Cirrus SR-22, and it's just gorgeous. If I were to buy a plane today, that would be the plane that I would choose. So the plane has been donated. My instructor, John Post, who's my instrument instructor here in Denver, he's making the trip with me. And it truly is a cross-country flight, but it'll also coincide with the completion of my cross-country hours towards my instrument rating. So tomorrow we fly to D.C. and pick up the plane, and then it all kicks off the day after Christmas. And on December 26th, we leave Denver, we fly to Oakland. In Oakland, we're recreating the 1937 image of Amelia flying over Treasure Island. It's a beautiful black and white, or sepia-toned, actually, photograph of her in the Lockheed Electra flying over the Bay Bridge, and it's just gorgeous. So we're going to recreate that modern-day style with the Cirrus. We'll continue on to Burbank, Tucson, Austin, New Orleans, and then finally land in Miami. And in 1937, Amelia then went on from Miami and flew down to South America. This will be the completion of my trip in Miami, but it's all in preparation for a lot longer and much bigger flights in the future. And I'll be announcing my next big goal, my next big mission, coming up on the last day when we land in Miami.
And what is next in the works for you?
My instrument check ride will be coming up in January. And from that point on, then it's just it's a lot more long distance flying and a lot more training, but the eventual goal is to fly around the world in the Cirrus. And that's something that I hope to have done by 2015.
Well, that sounds great. And meanwhile, you're also going to school, right?
Yes. And so I work at NBC. I'm the traffic reporter, breaking news. And I also kind of on the side, but it's turned into a full-time gig now, I'm a meteorology student, which really helps out my piloting. So through Mississippi State University, I'm in the broadcast meteorology program, and that will be a position that I hope to hold at the NBC station here in Denver. And it's just great because really learning about the clouds and what they mean and the weather changes, especially in the airplane, I mean, it's such a practical application. And as pilots, it's the most important thing. So it's great.
So for this cross-country flight coming up the week after Christmas, you'll be blogging about that as you go?
Absolutely. And if you'd like to check out the blog, we've got all of the video, the in-flight cam video, pictures, the blog, my journal is online, and it's really fun to keep up with other pilots on there. And that is at www.amelia.pilotmag.com.
Okay, well, Amelia, thanks for talking to us today, and good luck on your flight.
Thank you so much.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.